It's nesting season for loggerhead turtles along the eastern seaboard, and that's a big draw for tourists at Jekyll Island, Georgia. For $10, people can walk the beach with experienced guides and also support the new Turtle Center on the island. Susanna Capiluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
About 30 people meander through the displays at the new Georgia Sea Turtle Center on Jekyll Island. Tour guide Anita Crockett holds up a big turtle shell.
The loggerhead has an enormous head. It has very strong jaws because it cracks shells. Where would you think their brain might be?
After her nighttime presentation, the group heads to the beach carrying red glowing flashlights. Jekyll Island is the only accessible barrier island in Georgia with a substantial number of turtle nests each year. That's because it's owned by the state, and only a third of it is developed. That leaves enough unlit beachfront to attract nesting females and tourists looking for them. If they see one, they are instructed to stay quiet. But tonight, they are only turtle nest predators.
But these ghost crabs can dig down into the nest, eat eggs. They don't usually damage too many, but they can also catch the babies.
Will the hatchlings and the parents ever meet up again?
Not that they know of. They wouldn't know each other if they did.
Shannon Dill from Atlanta brought her kids to the quiet island this summer because she wants them to learn something.
We'd love to go to Disney World, but we also think it's important to do things like this, to expose them to ways, you know, that they can help the environment and ways they can make an impact.
About 130 sea turtles wash up on Georgia's beaches each year. If they're still alive, tourists can visit them at the center's turtle hospital. One of the more recent and critical patients is called Nick. The turtle was found on nearby Cumberland Island with his head almost split in half by a boat. Nick is about the size of a trash can lid and sits in one of 9 small pools lulled by the hum of filters and pumps. Bill Irvin is the director of the Turtle Center.
When he first came in, didn't move very much at all. We were very concerned about him. We didn't even think that he would survive very long.
In the past, Georgia's stranded turtles were taken on long drives to centers in Florida or the Carolinas. Sometimes they didn't survive the trip. Irvin says now they are welcome in the $3 million center he calls state-of-the-art and unique.
It was the first facility that was ever designed and built specifically for sea turtle rehabilitation, research, and education.
The Georgia Sea Turtle Center is a nonprofit and plans on donations, grants, and admissions from about 100,000 visitors a year to make ends meet. Biologist Mark Dodd with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources says it's a welcome addition to the state's turtle conservation efforts. Dodd tracks Georgia sea turtles and says the greatest threat, however, is outside of his control.
The small hatchlings that leave Georgia beaches actually end up in the North Atlantic Gyre, which is a circular or a current system in the North Atlantic. And so even if we do everything right in Georgia, we recognize that that may not be enough to maintain nesting populations here. We're going to have to be involved in fishery management issues in the mid-Atlantic, in the Northeast, and in fact in the whole North Atlantic.
Only 1 in 4,000 sea turtles makes it to adulthood. This year's Jekyll Island crop will hatch later this summer. And that will give turtle tourists another chance at seeing one of the endangered animals. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto.